You're listening to the Dharma and Greg Initiative.
Well, hello. We're back. Welcome back to the Dharma and Greg Initiative. My name is Nathan.
And I'm Greg.
This is all about Greg. Just kidding. This is all about Lost. We are watching Lost. Greg's first time. I'm not really sure how many times I've seen it at this point. So, Greg, how you been?
I've been great. Let's see. It's the 7th. How was your 4th?
It was lovely. Very uneventful. Exactly what I wanted.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yours?
I was very stoned and there was debauchery. So, success!
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I wish I could have... No. Mine was fine. Mine was fine, and I'm fine with the decisions that I made.
Don't let the FOMO lie to you.
I watched some scary movies with my dog. It was lovely.
Can't go wrong with scary.
I think I heard some gunshots. Just kidding.
Yep.
That's just what all white people are contractually obligated to say every 4th of July. And I did it.
It's my favorite game.
Cut me my check.
It's are those gunshots or fireworks?
It's both. Okay, so we are on episode 4 of Lost, episode 3 of the pod. That's going to get confusing, even though it's just one digit.
Yeah, maybe we should give them all a production code that keeps track.
Well, I plan on tagging them by episode name, so it's easier to follow.
Okay.
Whatever, we'll figure that out. So, episode 4 of Lost is called Walkabout. That is the title. Okay. This is a John Locke episode. And of course, when I say a character episode, it's like all the flashbacks will pertain to that person.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get two people.
Oh,
once in a while, you get a two-person flashback episode. And that's when you can really tell they gotta wrap some shit up. I'm just kidding. It all works out. It always works out. Okay, so this episode originally aired October 13th, 2004. We are watching it July 7th?
6th?
It's the 6th.
Yes. Yeah,
July 6th, 2021.
Yes.
Very topical stuff, everybody.
Okay. We're with the times, you might say.
The kids say that. I've heard them. Here is a brief description of the episode without giving spoilers out. When the survivors run out of food, Locke, Kate, and Michael go out hunting for boar. Jack and the other survivors must decide what to do with all of the rotting bodies. The flashbacks in this episode depict Locke's plans to get to Australia and participate in a walkabout tour.
Hmm. Okay.
What do you think about that, Jay Shop?
Sounds like a heavy episode. Like, ran out of food, dead bodies.
Yeah.
So we're in for some shit.
That's a lot on their plate already.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot on my plate. I can't imagine having to do that.
You know what I just thought about for the very first time, maybe?
Please do tell.
Sunscreen.
Oh. You know what?
What if you, like, survive all of the whatever's going on in the show, and just, like, a background character, but what gets you is skin cancer.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be a bitch?
Sneaky melanoma.
I just thought about that, and I was like, that's so fucking stupid.
You, listener, yes, you, with the weird mole, go get it looked at.
Mm-hmm. Today. a couple of fun facts before the episode starts, and I'll save the other ones for later.
Right.
After this episode, ABC decided that they would put the show up for a full season.
Oh, it was on like a 12 or 13 order at first?
Yeah, I think they were skeptical because the two-part pilot was so expensive. Mm. It was like up until that point, the most expensive pilot ever produced.
Okay, I see.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We'll Google that and get back to you.
Mm-hmm. And since we are now 4 episodes in, I wanted to ask you if you've noticed a trend with numbers yet.
You asked me that when we recorded last, and no, I haven't, but I guess I should start watching out.
Start peeping those numbers. Typically when a number is called out, it's important, and you'll start to see a pattern. It's just, it's a fun part of the show.
Called out as in it's clearly visually there, or called out as in spoken about?
Yes.
Okay. Great answer.
Yes. Some other examples about the numbers that have already happened that I wanted to bring up. Because the numbers are 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 42.
That's too many.
It's like a lottery number.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Or like bingo.
Oh, I love bingo. So what we know so far number-wise is Jack was in seat 23A.
Okay.
It's flight 815. Mm-hmm. The recording, the French recording, looping for 16 years. Kate, the reward for turning her in was $23,000.
Okay.
And, well, this isn't really a spoiler. The episode runtime for this particular episode we're about to watch is 42 minutes and 42 seconds.
Oh, they very really nice.
That cannot be a coincidence.
Yeah, not at all.
Just can't be. It makes no sense. I think that's all I have for right now. Are you ready to watch Lost?
I'm ready to watch Lost.
Let's watch Lost.
I got too curious about that. You big dumb baby, you're supposed to keep
all
making noise.
All I need to do is make dog noises. And what have you done? Disappointed me more than ever.
How do you do this?
There you go. Chew that bone, dummy. Now he wants to be quiet. Okay. We'll piece that up later.
It's going to take some work.
That's fine. This whole thing's work, and I love it. I love it. Alrighty, so we are back. We just finished episode 4 of Lost, title of Ep Walkabout. It is a John Locke-centric episode. Greg, what'd you think?
First of all, what the fuck?
Yes.
Second of all, how dare they?
Mm-hmm.
And third, who?
Ooh, is another question you could ask?
Oh, thanks, Tim Allen. And
you're welcome. He's not doing anything else. I mean, I am Tim Allen. Yeah, I love this episode. This is the one that got me like, okay, I'm gonna keep watching. Again, the pilot had me making a bold choice to make the second episode, the first like true character-centric episode about Kate that really turned me off for a moment. And I was like, I don't know about her. I don't know about this one. But this Locke episode brought me the fuck back. That reveal at the end. Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't. And I had a moment, and this was, in hindsight, dumb of me, but I had a moment when I saw Locke in the wheelchair in the office in Australia, and my first thought was, oh, he has MS, because if you have a certain kind of MS, your legs sometimes work, your legs sometimes don't. And then I remembered, oh, no, this is going to be a paralyzed thing, because we've already seen the man in the fucking suit.
Yeah.
With white Adidas sneakers on.
Clean as hell.
Who he got working for him?
In what world was that man in a plane crash and has those clean-ass sneakers and suit on?
None. And the moment I saw it, I was like, that's not right.
Uh-huh.
This does not fit in. This is your first, that's Pandora's box opening right
now. I'll give you one hint. It is not right. And it should not be there. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to give you for now. It is not right. It is not correct. It should not be happening. That man, that's when it gets Twin Peaksy on us.
Oh, God.
It's like, did I miss something? Did I miss an episode? No, you haven't. This is just what's going on right now.
This is just a thing that is happening to you.
I loved when in the flashbacks of Locke, the box, when he's talking to Helen on the phone, you were like, what is that machine? And I honestly forgot for a second. I just didn't say anything. I was like, I don't know. And then I remembered like, oh, it's like a muscle stimulator. And he turns it off. And then I feel like once you get the reveal, you realize you never see him standing in the flashbacks at all.
Yeah. That's
clever.
The moment it all clicked for me. I was like, oh.
But it's not like an unnatural sitting. Like, why are you the one sitting down?
Right.
It's like everyone's sitting down, and this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the loop that got me. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, there's some real fuckery happening on this island.
He's, what kills me is that he is actually delusional. And then suddenly once he has the use of his legs, he's just like, killed a boar, what about it?
had a full plan.
Yeah.
I guess you could argue that that strategy comes from his little army game with his friend, but, like, girl, I played Dungeons & Dragons quite a bit, and I could not win a fight.
Yeah. Like, what
I was in a cave, I couldn't tell you how to survive.
What actual training do you have to do this?
Exactly.
Right? You just got the use of your legs.
I mean, I heard the word TPS report thrown out at his job. I can imagine what you're doing.
Office space?
It is. I feel like he lives.
It felt like
this
it.
Is in the Mike Judge universe.
Lost has a new addition to the Mike Judge
it's
universe.
It's so much better now that we know that Daria exists somewhere in this. There's a Boomhauer out there, like
Island Boomhauer. Can you imagine Island Boomhauer though?
His name is Sawyer.
You take that back. Boomhauer is pure, and you know it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I mean, he's a fireman.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Oh, no, he's like a marshal, isn't he?
He's a fucking Texas Ranger.
No, I'm sorry. There's an episode of King of the Hill where they are all firemen. For a full episode, and then someone burns the building down. I remember that.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, in the end, they...
It's the last episode.
They show he's a fucking Texas Ranger.
Yeah. A real-life goddamn Texas Ranger.
I just want to say, on record, King of the Hill is flawless, and I would never take it away from anyone.
My dream of a King of the Hill revival is Bobby out as gay, and... Connie being a trans man, and the two of them together.
That makes sense. I also desperately need Luann to be Q of QAnon.
Can't you just see her getting wrapped up
in it? It only makes sense that she is Q. Like, it wouldn't be that she's following it. Of course she's following it.
Of course
she's she's probably following it, but it's her, and she forgets. She's like, God. I love what they're saying about this. I'm like, bitch, you said it.
It's just her putting all the information out there.
She has like a dream Twitter. She wakes up in the middle of the night. She tweets. She wakes up in the morning. It's like, what's on the internet? And then she receives it from a fresh perspective.
Maybe she gets put on Ambien.
Oh, yes. Sleep problems from all of the repressed trauma from her childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, if we're going to bring it back, it has to be rooted in realism.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I need... Okay, so... Are we workshopping this? This is happening. Okay, so Hank has switched from propane, I know, sacrilegious, to solar energy, only because of the fuckery of the power grid in Texas in the current state.
You see, I'd buy that out of Hank.
He is a Republican, but not like that.
Exactly.
I've thought about this a few times at work, working in the solar industry. I'm just like, Hank Hill would love solar. He'd get it. He'd hate it at first because I don't want them tacky TVs on my house. But, like, he'd get it eventually. You know what I mean?
He would.
I do love this show.
Oh, my God. So
Peggy never changed.
Never changed.
Hasn't aged a day.
She... I need her to be absolutely consistent. That's all I need. Just misplaced confidence out the ass.
She is the most delusional person, and I get a lot of enjoyment from that. And
yes,
I get a lot of my delusions from her. I'm like, why not? Why am I not the best one? I said so.
You know what? I have to give her that, though. It's the confidence that inspires
me. Mis-earned confidence.
Unearned.
No, she earned it and then misplaced it because she ruined it by speaking. It's mis-earned confidence.
Let's not forget, though, that she is a celebrity. PeggySeat.com.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up her.
She can do no wrong.
Her substitute teaching accolades. I mean, she was teacher of the year. How many years at this point? Who knows? Who knows? Okay, back to Lost. Sorry. That was important, and we're keeping all of that in.
All of it.
This is probably the most important work I've ever made. So, yes. John Locke, handicap-free island. No longer on the island. Okay.
Right.
I think you're picking up on some of the fantasy parts of this show.
Mm-hmm.
You did bring up that, like, absolutely true statement about the character of Rose. It is a TV trope. She is the magical Negro in the show right now. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So it's always a bit uncomfortable when you see that used. But I, you know, part of me also wants to go, okay, were they aware that's what they were doing? Is that how they were trying to frame her? But in the end, that doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what their intent was. The fact is, this is how it came out in the wash.
I think, from your perspective right now, I never picked up on that because I watched all of it at once.
Sure.
So things like that either got, I missed it, or it got resolved so quickly that it never became an issue.
Oh, okay.
I do think going on, you'll see everyone has a Rose moment.
Mm.
And it won't be like a, we're making the one black woman in the main cast
say something.
Well, she's not even in the main cast.
Right.
She's probably had four lines of dialogue.
Yeah.
Four episodes.
Well, she didn't speak for so long.
Yeah. I do think your opinion will change on that, but I am glad you brought it up because it is something to recognize in this show, I think. A lot of the black characters, for some reason, always know a little bit more about what's going on than the rest of the people. And I'm glad you brought that to my attention because I will be pointing that out.
Oh, yeah.
It does, start to happen a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a character at the end of season two, which, long way to go, everybody. A full, like, 22 extra hours. Bitch, we got... I know, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I trapped you into this. We'll make it through. It'll be worth it. There's a character in season two that's, like, the epitome of that trope.
Yeah.
And at this point... Yeah, we'll get to that later. Okay. Well, I'm jumping the gun.
Let's go ahead.
I'm the boom gun.
let's give a quick background on that for folks, though, because... they may not be aware. TVtropes.org is a website you can go to and read about all the tropes used in television and other media. If you don't know what a trope is, it's like a cliche, but not in a negative way. It's just a pattern that emerges in how things are written and how different themes are used in character relationships and plot devices and all that stuff.
Yes.
So when we reference magical Negro, it's a reference to the fact that in a lot of fiction, there is quite often a black person who comes along and knows a little bit more than the white main character, gives them some wisdom that sets them right on their journey.
Yes.
Used as nothing but a plot device.
Absolutely. I was just about to say, it is the walking plot device.
Yeah.
Almost an exposition dump person.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's what you need to know. Happy I could help. And now I'm out of the rest of the story. I'm completely
gone
from it.
Exactly.
TV Tropes is a beautiful website that I use all the time. But warning.
Spoilers galore.
Spoilers for everything you've ever even thought about watching.
Yep.
Especially this show. This show is drenched in TV Tropes.
That's why I haven't gone to the site.
And that's why I love this show. It is so good. And for me, predictable because... I mean, I've watched it, but I know all these tropes because I love shit like this. So it's just like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's this thing. There is a lot of this, and I'll try and make note of like what I'm remembering and what I'm experiencing while we watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if a lot of the tropes have not aged well, and their names have not aged well, but that is what it is. Like that is the name of the trope, and that is how people know it and recognize it.
Yeah.
And if it ever gets updated, we will update it as well.
Exactly.
But for today, that's what we have. I had two extra fun facts about this episode I couldn't say until we watched it.
Oh, yay.
Okay, so the third fun fact, the original title of this episode was Lord of the Flies, but a little too on the nose, right?
Thankfully,
they get away from most of the Lord of the Fliesness of it all.
Okay.
As much as they can. I mean, literally possible. Like, with what they're allowed. But, yeah, what a bomb ass. That'd be such an awful title of an episode.
It really would, and it would just set the whole tone for everything.
Yeah, Walkabout is vague enough.
Yep.
References I always
something in the episode.
It does. I always forget that a walkabout is an actual walkabout. I don't even know what I associate it with at this point. I think a song. I don't know.
What about when Jenna and Paul ask each other
their
what they
sexual
want?
Walkabout?
Yeah.
Oh my god. See, yeah, but they don't. Ned is yawning at the idea of a sexual walkabout. He's been through it.
Yeah. He doesn't need another one.
Yeah, I always think about just the song called Walkabout.
Just the song
called Walkabout. And then I'm like, oh yeah, people like go to the desert and like survive that shit and it's supposed to be fun and you pay for it? Not on my watch.
No,
not
thanks.
On my watch. No, thank you. I don't think so, honey. Oh.
Nedster.
Do you need water? Are you on the island from Lost?
You feel it parched?
Mm-hmm. He's one of the wild boar puppies.
Oh,
I would love that.
I am,
I mean, we have this college dorm.
Really do, though. Like,
I bought ice cream and it was a choice. I was like, okay, well, that's less room for
ice.
Actual ice. Okay, but it's worth it. I wanted some Reese's ice cream. God damn it.
I am the opposite, and I have a freezer in my garage.
I don't even have a garage, so.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Come on, Ned. Don't sniff that.
It's quite nice. Actually, I'm going to pee. You can
go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Take a quick break.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Dharma Radio.
What the fuck?
I'm showing Greg the... I'm showing him a song. That makes sense. This is Drive Shaft, Charlie's band. And this is You All, Everybody. The song you won't shut up about.
256 kilobits a second. Folks.
It's not great.
This is the song you
this
won't shut
up
about?
This is the one-hit wonder. It's an earworm, though. And what?
This is
Cheetah Girls male centric spinoff. Was this a song? Disney Channel original movie of the week.
This is like Oasis, but with puppies.
Oasis with puppies. I hate that.
Yeah, don't you?
Thank you.
Don't you
Thank
hate
you for introducing that to me? Last fun fact that I had about this episode: the calculator that Locke uses in his little cubicle area, didn't it sound very similar to the monster? The monster noise.
I didn't notice.
The noise for the monster was made using a layer of a receipt printer from a New York taxi. That noise is from a taxi receipt printer.
Yeah.
That's just one of the many noises. Just like Jurassic Park, the T-Rex yell is like a combination of an elephant and like a swan or something, and like a dog barking, and a lion. It's like a whole bunch of crazy layers of animals. The monster is also built that way.
I was watching an episode of Batman Brave and the Bold recently, and whatever monster there was had the Godzilla yell.
Oh, that's fun. It's iconic yell.
Yeah.
I wish if I yelled, it was that. Like when I scream for my life, it's the
Godzilla yell.
Or the Dolby THC noise. Wouldn't that fuck
THC.
You up? Oh. Sorry. You know what? I'm not sorry.
You know what? This
I said what I said.
You know who our sponsor is?
WTHC.
This is true.
It's sound you can smell. It's an inhale, an exhale, and then like 7 or 8 seconds later, you feel great.
Speaking of podcast sponsors?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that mattress company and the fiberglass?
No.
Okay, so one of those mattresses they always advertise on podcasts, I can't remember which one.
Casper?
Purple?
HelloFresh? I don't know.
this person bought one of their mattresses and something happened, like something spilled on the mattress and she wanted to like actually clean the mattress. So she opens up, like, the zipper, And it says in the instructions, hey, there's a protective layer around your mattress. You might not want to remove it. And she was like, oh, okay, well, I would really like to clean my mattress. But, you know, if it's a, ooh, might be a bad idea thing, it's like, I'll just deal with this later because I don't want the smell. So she breaks the seal around the mattress. And immediately this cloud comes up at her. And it like fills the room, and oh my god, it's fiberglass.
Nightmare.
Yeah, all over everything in her apartment, her room. It had to throw everything out. They tried to contact the company. They were like, "We don't know what you're talking about. We don't use fiberglass." And it's happened with a couple of other like cheap mattress brands too.
That is disgusting.
Isn't that awful?
It is offensive. My skin just immediately dried up. And honestly, to quote Wendy Williams, death to all of them.
Death to all of them.
To right. all of them. Fiberglass in a mattress, that is fucking criminal.
And the worst part was, you know, you think about, oh, well, maybe you might be able to salvage something. You can't wash that shit out of your clothes.
No. It's hard enough to get out of your skin.
Yeah.
I remember being a dumbass kid. And when I was a kid, my dad built houses.
Okay.
And I would see that cotton candy nonsense and be like, oh, I'm going to go play in all that. And then, you know, learning.
Yeah.
It does, like, I'm itchy right now. I'm scratching my back as hard as I can because it is under my skin. It gets under your skin. It's awful. I've also heard tales of, like, chapsticks putting, not chapstick brand, but, like, lip balm, putting fiberglass and their lip balm, and it makes your lips drier, and you keep using it.
What the?
That is probably the tip of the conspiracy iceberg. I mean, the drop on top. Like,
follow our other podcast for conspiracies.
Oh, wait,
but, yeah, it's like it's things like that that make you go. Sounds like it should be illegal, but why isn't it?
Well, baby. If things like that were legalized for food and consumption and things like that, we wouldn't have half the food we have right now. I mean, the amount of bugs and beetles that are allowed in our food is crazy, but there is a chemical, there is a level that they will allow it.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
We wouldn't have, like, most food dyes if it weren't for, like, eating beaver's anuses and shit like that.
Yeah.
To make, like, raspberry flavoring, like, the world is disgusting.
The world is disgusting. I do love telling people that natural red dye has to come from beetles, and that makes people sad.
Yeah. I love bumming people out when they're trying to eat a Skittle. There's nothing better. It takes the flavor out of their mouth, and it puts it back into mine. And I wasn't even eating one. Okay, so, those are all the fun facts I have. I have questions for you now, Greg.
Questions!
Okay, so, with a situation like bodies stacking up and rotting in a fuselage on a hot-ass beach in Hawaii. Well, they're not set in Hawaii, but you know. What would you do? What conclusion would you have come to? Would you have been more of a Jack and, like, burn them all, get rid of it, or a Saeed or a Kate, like a, we should try and be respectful of all these dead people and at least bury them, or I would have thrown the option of Viking funeral into the mix.
Then you have to build a barge. So,
not really. Just get some wood, or
I need the wood.
Damn it! You're right. Okay, so Viking funerals are off the table. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Whoever was looking forward to that.
We won't be providing you that visual anytime soon.
So sorry.
So if we're gonna talk seriously about it, I would have to just think about first principles, which is survival has to come first, right? So the woods are dangerous. The whole island's dangerous.
Yes.
And you have all these bodies. And sure, it'd be nice to just bury them in a generally nice way. But how are you going to dig that? You have to have all these people buried. No, just burn the fucking thing.
And I get what
Sayid's saying about trying to respect people's religions and stuff like that.
Oh no,
but
how?
Yeah. There's no way to do that.
Are you gonna wake them up?
Yeah.
And ask them how did you want this?
These people are making their own society and their own culture.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna do whatever they want. And they Just burn them.
I love the idea that a lack of culture brings in new culture. You have to find a new way, and then the new, I hate saying the new normal, but the new normal for island life like that. Like, I'm really surprised no one at this point has said, hey, I think maybe two people should go this way and two people should go that way. And let's see how big this island really is and if there's anyone living on either side. That hasn't been brought up. But again, they're all still in like shell shock, I guess.
Yeah, it's only been like four days.
Four days as of this episode.
Yeah, and they just ran out of food.
Which,
so
I mean,
no,
let's recap what has happened in four days for these people. In four days ago, sweet, innocent Kate got onto a plane. And got
with the man that ruined her life.
I mean, was after her from day one. They crash, survive, have to deal with the immediate chaos of a plane crash on a part of land, and not just. Can you imagine in the middle of the ocean how that would have been? No.
Worse.
No. And then day one, scary, terrifying Scooby-Doo noises from the woods.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Go to sleep somehow. Day two. A day-long hike back and forth. For naught.
For absolutely nothing.
I mean, maybe you found out some information, but you got nothing accomplished as of today. In their days.
Yeah.
And then day three is a whole lot of wishy-washy talky-talky about what Kate did or didn't do. Oh, no.
And
the last
guy's dying.
The last 2 days, a man was dying.
Yeah.
Very loudly and very publicly.
Just kill him already.
Keep it to yourself, dude. I want some privacy on this island. My God.
Huh.
Yeah, so the past 4 days have been a blast. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, there are people signing up to go on search party, right?
There are people dying to get at this island. Absolutely dying. Does boar taste like regular pig?
Oh, that's a really good question. I have no idea. I don't know anyone who's eaten boar.
I imagine.
Do they have that in the Ten Cal?
Ooh, they have everything but every meat but boar.
Everything but boar.
Ooh.
If you've ever eaten boar before or know anything about what that might taste like, email us.
Call in. We're sitting by. The phone number is 4-8-15-16-23-42. Give us a call. I'm here. It's a hotline. 24 hours.
And it's hot, baby.
Spicy, even.
Okay, hold on. No.
Sorry.
What was I saying?
Who's eating boar?
If you've eaten boar, email us.
Is it gamey? Is it jerky-like? Is it more tender, do you think? Because they are, I would imagine, on a very heavy plant-based diet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And bugs. If you learned anything from The Lion King.
I didn't.
That's how it was supposed
to be. I didn't learn anything from that movie.
Email us at thedharmaandgreginitiative@gmail.com.
.net. Question three. What do you think would be helpful in a situation like this? I'm not even sure what situation I was referencing, but...
This one?
Right now.
The show?
If Greg was in Lost... What? Oh, that was it. Okay. Hold on. Remember when Locke is giving his speech about, we should go out there and hunt.
Yeah.
There's wild boar. And I said, look at that girl in the brown in the background. She's acting her fucking ass off.
She was.
She was giving full body contortions to nothing, to no dialogue. She earned her SAG card that day.
Damn it, yes.
If you were a background bit player on Lost, what would you be doing? Because what I see is a lot of, let's shuffle this bucket of water over here. And let's braid these palm fronds together. And here's some parts of metal. Let's put them over here in this pile. And then backwards.
Wow.
I mean, if you were to be helpful.
If
you weren't one of the main people being asked to trek into the woods, what do you think you'd be doing to pass the time or be helpful?
I would probably have ended up playing games with John Locke to pass the time. And you can call me the morale officer, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm great at making people feel like heard and encouraged and stuff and all of those fun, positive words.
I have felt that from you.
Oh, good, good. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing for my
motivational speaker of the island.
Yeah, It's obviously an in-demand position.
Yes. I would hope you would just take the name TED Talk. I'm just kidding. God. I'm so sorry. This is Mr. TED Talks.
It's worse than Ted Turner.
Well, you know Sawyer. If Lost were set today and you were there, Sawyer would call you TED Talk.
Oh, he would.
He is Mr. Nickname Machine. What were some ones we got this one? This episode. He called Jack Metro. I don't get that one.
I mean, like, you use the Metro in
Metrosexual? It is 2004.
Metrosexual.
That was huge culture in 2004. Being metrosexual meant reading a book once and taking a bath ever. And you are a metrosexual
male.
Look at you. Your hair, it's not stuck to your gross-ass skin. Marry me. And also write a book on how you did that.
Straight people have low standards, don't they?
They have none, Greg. I'm just kidding.
They should see some of the standards we have. Low. Practically non-existent.
As above, so below.
Ooh, good movie.
A great movie.
God.
Spooky ooky. I really did enjoy it. What would your reaction be to a man opening a suitcase full of knives?
Okay, we didn't even finish the nicknames.
Oh!
We got Metro.
He said Metro. And, well, Hurley called Sawyer a nickname, which never happens. Jethro from Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh.
I caught that.
God.
Jethro's trying to steal all the peanuts.
Yeah. Jethro. I thought he was just using a redneck name. Yeah, it could be just Jethro. Because Jethro
has to
dumb
be.
As a rock.
Has to be. I mean, it has to be a callback to that.
And then he called... Sawyer called him... I mean, it was a very creative fat nickname. Let's put it that way.
They get better.
Yeah.
I think. They get more memorable, and some of them actually last. For example, I'm pretty sure... Has he called Kate Freckles yet?
I don't know.
He will. And he won't stop. And you're like, please, for the love of God, call her something else after a while. Yeah, he hasn't really... It's funny rewatching this now because I'm realizing, like, in this episode alone, Jack just met four main characters, honestly, like, for the first time. Like, he just met Claire, the pregnant girl.
Yeah.
They just exchanged, like, names together.
Yeah.
He just met John Locke.
That's
no one
true.
Else has met John Locke besides Michael and Walt, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fucking crazy. Like, none of these... There is an ensemble cast that has not even touched Lynx yet. Like, Jen and Son haven't met anyone but Michael.
That's true. Let's
and
talk about
there's still
that.
A language barrier there.
Yeah, no, let's talk about that. What's her name?
Jen. No, so, Son. Her name is Son.
Okay.
Jen is her husband.
So... Son gives off this vibe, apparently, of being trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Language barrier and all. She's just going to watch this kid.
Maybe she is instinctively maternal, maybe? Or call it women's intuition. I don't know. But there is a huge language barrier. I'm pretty sure... Okay, so I did read the script. I do read the script for the episodes, and they include a lot of deleted scenes and stuff. But there is a scene, it's that scene where Michael is improvising, doing very awful hand gestures to try to explain, like, will you babysit my kid?
If you've ever seen, listen, there are things to note about an American. If we encounter somebody that doesn't speak English, we will try to use bad hand motions and raise our voice and speak slower as if that's going to help someone understand us.
And isn't it so funny how we could just learn sign language?
But
we don't.
Yeah, we could teach people sign language.
I mean, there is American sign language, but I'm pretty sure there's a universal sign language as well.
Right.
That you could all, like, if we all just did that, there would be no language barrier. What a long concept.
Wow.
Let's all try and, like, reach out and connect or some bullshit.
God.
I hate it. Fuck this gay earth. Let's burn it down.
That's what we're trying to do.
We are doing it. We're succeeding.
We are the game off.
But yeah, I would feel so helpless and more terrified than the normal circumstances of being surrounded by people that didn't speak my language.
Yeah. No, that'd do it to you, wouldn't it?
That'd be crazy.
They're clearly good at survival. They've so far taken advantage of the sea life and the plant life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. She is, like, fucking around with some plants and herbs and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And I could see that. I was like, she's going to cook with those.
Ooh, I came here for the first potluck. The Lost Island Luau.
Well, they've got the boar already.
It's BYOB. B stands for boar, baby.
Hate you. Hate you.
I know.
That's so stupid.
I know. That's why I'm here.
But it's true. It's true.
100% correct. I love this fucking show. It brings out the best. Oh, yeah, but, okay, so we got past the nicknames. Yeah. Sawyer is a nickname dude. I don't even know if, at the end of the whole show, if he knows more than two people's actual names.
Well, I'm doing better than him right
yes,
now.
Yes, you are. You are. You're doing great. Okay, sorry. I'll ask it again. What would your reaction be to a man opening up a suitcase full of knives? In this situation, in this lost situation.
You know, when I took a look at those knives, I was like,
one of them was like a combat knife. They had like a knuckle buster.
Yeah.
What do you need that for on a walkabout?
Well, okay, so let's be fair. Did he tell them why he was on the plane?
No one's talking about what they've done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so they don't know he was going on a walkabout, right? So yeah. I wouldn't.
It's his destiny.
It's his destiny.
His destiny is to go on.
We'll talk more about John Locke in a minute, since this episode was about him. But for that particular moment, my first thought would have been something like, okay, well, could be crazy. Also, could be a collector on the way to a convention. Like,
ooh.
It's not illegal for people to have knives in their checked baggage on a plane, right?
I do think at this point in survival mode, I would still be on the, no one's against me yet. Why would they be? We all just crashed. I would be on the more forgiving and open-minded side of, oh, well, maybe this guy's Crocodile Dundee dude or something.
Right.
I don't know.
And like, yeah. You hope that like he knows what he's talking about. He clearly looks like he knows what he's talking about. Which is a reason why they trust him in the first place. He ends up being right.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of that was dumb luck.
Don't you want to know what he saw? I mean, that monster noise was right up in his face.
Yeah.
Fade to black. Or actually, hard cut to black. Yeah. Commercial break. Comes back, bloody, full bore. And the mama, too. The original plan was to leave the mama so they could make more piglets. That is in the script.
Yeah.
Get the babies, we'll use them, and we'll leave the mama around, maybe pin her up, and have her produce more.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That was the mama he came back with?
It was big.
Well, he already said one of them was like 152.
But the babies were the ones running around through the fuselage, and they were about the knee. They were below the knee.
Okay, you're
this
right about that.
Motherfucker
this
took
was
out
a big
three.
One. This was the fucking mom.
Took
yeah,
out
okay.
three adults.
Oh shit. Ew. Yeah, this is a species that does not fuck around. You do not want to find an angry boar anywhere near you.
Now I am used to wild pigs. I don't believe they're the same as wild boar. But where I grew up in Alabama, on the river. There were wild pigs in our backyards, and they were mean as fuck. Super mean. There used to be manatees back there, too. That was magical. You cannot imagine how cool that is as a child to walk in your backyard and be like, there's a family of manatees hanging out. I am in Terabithia. Are you kidding me? I will make it across this bridge. Fuck you. Yeah, the boars, I hope they taste like pork. I mean, it's pork, right? Like,
right.
Could you... Oh, I hope there's a chef on the island, like a butcher at least. Do you think someone's like, oh, well, I've been sitting in the dark back here for the last 4 days.
Yeah,
I can be of assistance.
With the amount of people that made it, I can see that.
I think, how many people did we?
42?
42 to, I think it's either 42 or 48, because both are the numbers.
Okay.
Of the numbers. 4 and 8, or 4, 42.
Okay.
I think it's 48, it's either 42 or 48 people left on the middle of the plane. They're in the middle of the plane. One of them's got to have restaurant experience, right?
There's restaurant experience, and then there's...
Well, kitchen experience.
Yeah, because, like, I can cut down a shoulder of pork, no problem.
And I cannot, and I have worked in the kitchen, so actually none of these qualifications matter.
I can, I can cut up a chuck roast. I can carve a, I can do up a pork loin, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put a whole animal in front of me with the fur still on it? No.
Oof.
I'm lost.
Oh my God.
We did it! We did it!
End of pod. It's over. We did it!
Yay!
And I thought you'd say it naturally. It happened. Oh my God.
I'll go home now.
There are so many times earlier when we recorded earlier that I wanted to ask a question because it ended and we lost. But I was like, no, I'll save it for later. I'm glad you broke the seal. They're all going to start pouring out after this.
All of them. Lost in translation.
So yeah, back to the question. Sorry. I think I would be a little trusting and be like, oh, this guy has a suitcase full of knives. A, I hope he brought clothes too. But B, well, he knows what he's doing with them. Those are professional knives. Like, those are good knives. It's not
yeah.
like a pocket knife you get from the mall.
Yeah.
They didn't have, like, a weird oil slick tint to them, like, mall knives. Like, all the mall ninjas that out there and all the mall butchers or whatever.
Do you have mall ninjas where you live? Email us.
Call in. Again, the number is 48-15-16-23-30-42. Sorry, I misread. Yeah. I'm good on the knives now. Okay, this is hilarious. 5. God, Shannon's such a bitch. Not a question.
I've had one moment of connection to that bitch. Just the one.
Was it when her sunglasses got fixed?
No. Though I know that pain.
I felt for her there. I was like, oh, God, that is a relief.
Yeah. Thank God you're going to need sunglasses.
What moment were you talking about?
When the air marshal was dying and she was like, just kill him already.
Oh, you connected to her on that.
And I was like, yeah, why not?
No, she's right.
She's going to die.
Let her speak. Let her finish.
Let her speak.
I would have gotten her a crate, a little apple box to stand on or something. Go tell him, Shannon.
You tell him.
You little bitch.
No, she's the worst. She's the worst. I don't. I get that Sawyer knows her better than anybody, but
Boone.
Man.
Boone.
Boone?
Boone is...
Oh, hot guy.
Hot for 2004.
Hot for 2004. He is
hot for 2004. 2004.
Go back in time, you'll be hot for 2004.
It is the Tyson Ritter of it all.
Anyways, rewind.
Boone. Boone and Shannon are step-siblings.
Okay. I realized that Boone knows Shannon better than anybody else.
At this point, it does not matter because he also sucks.
Yeah, he also sucks.
Not out loud, like she does, but goddamn does he suck.
He sucks for sure.
Yeah.
They compliment each other that way. But anyways, both of them could be nicer to each other, honestly. But I
yeah,
get it, you know,
yeah.
if you're step-siblings, you probably know each other a little too well.
Totally. God.
I know my siblings too well.
I know if I were on that island, I would have already yelled at Shannon multiple times. Just to be more helpful, or at least just go somewhere else. Let us have this area. You go. If you want to go do absolutely nothing and get help from nobody and help nobody, go do that away from everyone else because you're in the way. And seeing you is a constant reminder that I don't want to see you.
I don't want to see her.
But also, she's gorgeous. And did you notice that she had hoops on during the little funeral?
Oh, I did it.
She managed to find fucking, like, diamond-studded hoops. And when I say hoop with that much breath, it's because they went to her shoulder, I feel. She somehow found makeup, lip gloss, and straightened her fucking hair and went to that little terrible funeral thing they threw. That poor Claire. Poor Claire threw.
Poor pregnant Claire.
Claire. She's Australian. I did want to bring this up. I didn't write this down, but I wanted to bring it up when I was watching it, and I couldn't yet because we're watching it. Claire. Okay, they're coming from Australia. Is she the only Australian character?
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
Good job.
Why?
What is that about?
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Do Australians not
maybe
leave
they
Australia?
Okay, it's probably canon that all the other Australians died on the plane crash. They got sucked out into the ocean. They're dead, bitch.
just like reality, they were relegated to second-class citizens.
Every time a catastrophe happens, God says, where are my Aussies? To the front, please. I want to speak to you first. Ladies in the back, you're safe. And they go untuck in the Interior Illusions Lounge.
This is, by the way, an official Australian hate cast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fucking criminals.
God damn. Just awful people.
Just say no correctly. What is gnar? There's no R or U and no. Dingoes ain't what? My patience. That's what it is.
It's gone.
Just kidding. It sounds like a lovely, terrifying island, nation, country.
We live in the Australia of the United States.
We're just jealous because we're in Florida.
Florida is the Australia of the United States. I saw something the other day that said, you know, it was a TikTok. So this guy is holding a snake with a towel. He's got a towel and his hand is around the head of the snake, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh my God, can anybody identify what this is? I just moved to Florida. This was in my backyard. And the reply to it was, oh my God, do you see how that thing has kind of like a diamond shape to his head? What are you doing touching that? Why do you have your hands on that? Mm-hmm. It is going to kill you. You need to kill that thing right now or you are going to die. It is highly venomous.
Remove the head.
How do we not in Florida have, when you go to the DMV, just a manual that says instructions for Florida, and it has every single page just has an entry, and at the bottom of the entry it says, do not touch. That's the whole state. Don't touch it. It's going to kill you.
You heard it here first, everybody. Breaking news. Every resident of Florida should know their snakes before they can get their driver's license.
Yeah.
And that's canon. That's part of the show now.
Do not move here unless you are prepared to deal with the wildlife.
If you don't know snakes, you can't drive here.
You think you've had bugs in your house before?
Try a snake.
In your house like this.
Try a snake.
It's true. We actually do get people here who get alligators coming out of their toilets. It's not a fantasy.
It's not cute, you guys. I could probably seal up my entire house and there would still be some kind of crazy bug in here. How did you get in here? Who invited you in the first place?
Exactly.
And also, where are you breeding so I can burn it? Burn it to the ground.
Constant here.
I'll burn this whole house down before I give in.
Anyways, Australia, terrifying place. Don't want to go there. It's going
to
try to.
Yeah, I would love to find out why anybody was there to begin with. Why the fuck were you in Australia? Unless you were in, like, some cute-ass part of it.
My boss had sex on a park bench near the Sydney Opera House once.
Was that the reason for the whole trip, around, like, back
and
forth?
Well, it's the highlight, given that it was in the middle of the day with, like, 6 or 7 other people.
That is a full head of highlights.
Yeah.
Whole day. That's worth the booking fees.
Tell me about it.
I'd take that trip today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Australian men. Are you kidding me? Punch me in the throat and leave me. Anywhere in the desert.
Give me a dumb one.
They're all dumb, baby. They're prisoners and exiles. It's a whole story. Famously, Australia is just a prison, and everyone knows that. We just let them leave every once in a while to give them some humanity.
Wait, do they have gay marriage there yet?
What?
Do they have gay marriage there yet?
I have no idea.
I feel like they don't.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
Huh.
I've never really had a super, like, actual in real life need to, like, want to go there, so I haven't looked up if it's okay for me to go.
Oh, I just keep track of international politics for funsies.
If it's not on Snapchat, and I'm just kidding. But honestly, if I didn't get it from Twitter or Reddit, I probably didn't see it.
Sure.
I'm a cable cutter. I am not embarrassed either. I'm like, tell me what you know, but like, where did you hear that from?
Right.
Show me 6 links that lead to different places that concluded the same thing, because I would like to find that out.
You know where a ton of my education on Australia actually came from? Tumblr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. just educational post after
what
educational
post. What a wasteland. I miss old Tumblr. Ugh. And I don't mean that just because of the lack of porn there is now. Old Tumblr had... There was a through line feeling.
Yeah.
There was a... Everyone was in on one joke, and it's that we're all on Tumblr, right? Like, this is so stupid, right?
Yeah.
You're like... It was just different.
It was. I appreciate what it's become, which is a place that is literally impossible to monetize.
Yeah.
And everyone who is still on it, like me, is just clinging onto it like, this is the place I can go.
I have
and not worry that I know anyone.
I have created a newer account because I'm locked out of my old one, which is probably for the best because I think I don't want to see the things I used to do. But the new one I have is literally just like a mood board.
Yeah.
And I follow no one and no one follows me. It's just for me.
Oh.
And I think that for me is the best part of Tumblr today.
Hmm.
But
that's
a
beautiful story.
I did find a website. I think it's called, there are two different versions of this. There's one for Tumblr and one for MySpace.
Okay.
And you can put in what your URL used to be for either of those websites. And it showed you every MP3 that ever crossed paths on your page. So you can listen to old things from the ghostly past. I mean, I listened to music I had online and liked in like 2005.
You know what's going to be scary? When I find it and it's the same music I still listen to.
I was about to make that joke. I'm not even fucking kidding. I was like, I'm still listening. This song is on like my morning playlist. Oh God. I have not changed at all. And I have no plans to.
Nope, not in 15 years. Not going to happen now.
No.
So I don't make New Year's resolutions.
No. Not productive ones. I make destructive ones. That way if I give it up, oh, good for you.
Oh, you know what I did one year? You know what I did one year? It was the year that Rogue One had come out. And this will date it some because it's also where Tumblr comes in.
Uh-huh.
And there was this whole thing about like, look at how Darth Vader walks. He saunters through life. He's confident of where he's going. He's got a plan. Nothing's going to stop him. And he's going to get there when he's going to get there. Be like Darth Vader and saunter through life. And I was like, you know, that's what I'm going to do with my next year. I am going to stop rushing everywhere. I'm just going to saunter gracefully. And now everyone can't stop talking about how I'm always almost late to everything. Or late.
There's a lot to unpack there.
I was probably late before, but I feel less rushed now.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I am always early. I cannot disappoint someone by wasting their time. It fucks me up. You were not late today. I should have told you I got home at like 5:45. I sat down and I like chilled and I cleaned a little bit and I did like the things I needed to do and then then came 7 o'clock and I was like, okay, well he should be on his way. I checked Facebook Messenger. You were last online 15 minutes ago. I was like, okay, he left. And then I waited a minute and then he texted me, hey, let me know when you're home and I'll come over. And I was like, bitch, I am home. I've been home for hours. I'm so sorry. We could have done this so much earlier, but
it's fine.
It worked out perfectly.
It worked out perfectly.
I needed to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I listened to a few different podcasts. I watched some Lost related things. And then I danced.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was awesome. I'm so happy no one saw
it.
So happy no one saw it. So Shannon's such a bitch. We touched on that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have anything else to say about that character. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, that's fine. But she did get her hoops on.
But goddamn it, she is a cutie, though. She always looks ready.
She used Charlie.
To go. What a shitty move. Poor Charlie.
He's just trying to get his fix.
He's heroined up. He's vibing through this disaster. He's trying to make it work for him.
It's going to be hell when that runs out.
But I hope he has an ally in Hurley. I just love their fishing scene. It's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
I love Hurley so much.
Oh, he didn't need the bus. He's just so kind.
I want to hug him.
Yeah.
And his hair.
Magnificent.
Please let me touch it. I don't think that's offensive. Okay, question six. Who is Jack seeing? Who is that guy in the suit with the fresh-ass white sneakers?
Okay.
Is he going jungle crazy?
No.
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 Okay.
No, he's not going jungle crazy.
It's too soon.
No, right? No. Yeah, it's way too soon for jungle crazy. He's been through a traumatic event, but, like, okay. No. He's not seeing shit. Like, he's not hallucinating. Let's put it that way. Something is going on.
So you're saying it is a supernatural event and not a mental event that he's having.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Whatever is happening is outside him.
I love that. I love that. I will elaborate no further.
Okay.
And question seven was a segment I thought we could kind of riff on. So there's a moment in my favorite podcast, Lost Culturistas. At the end of the episode, they talk. They have a minute-long segment called "I Don't Think So, Honey," where they riff on one thing in pop culture they just do not agree with. I was thinking maybe we could, and I'll probably edit this out and see how it goes. But I was gonna do like a minute on the clock, and you have a minute to sassy gay rant about what you don't like, where you're not digging about it so far. Just any grievance. It's just like, ugh, I don't like this about it at all. Okay. Just an idea I had. Don't have to do it.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay. But we absolutely need a different name for it.
Yeah.
But I liked the idea, and I was like, that's cute. I like that they do that. That's very cute.
Yeah. Just one thing about the show? Or multiple things about the show?
Just one thing. Oh, and sure. I thought every week, she's like, this is what I do not like. What's lost on me?
What? Yes!
Okay.
That's lost on
me. All right. Okay. So, this is a new segment we are starting. It is called What's Lost on Me. It is a minute-long segment where each of us will give what we're not digging, what we're not picking up, what is lost on us about this show. Mm-hmm. Gregory, would you like to start?
I will go right ahead.
I will set a timer, and I will let you know at 15-second intervals. Before we start, I would like to say, yes, this is absolutely inspired by the I Don't Think So, Honey segment from Lost Culturistas. If you have not heard of that, go look it up wherever podcasts are found.
Sold.
It's very good. This is kind of that, but just about the show. Just about what you're not getting. What's lost on you, Greg? Okay, your minute starts now.
Shelter. What's with the lack of shelter? They've been there 4 days. They're gathering all this wood for firewood, whatever. No one has talked about permanent shelter yet. Mm. No one has been like, oh, can we build something? Can we cut something down? Mm-hmm. Can we insulate? What's the clothes situation? Maybe you know what I'm saying, right?
Exactly.
There is no forethought whatsoever. I get it. You're 4 days in. Some shit's happened. But while everybody is out fucking traveling in the woods, you'd think that somebody would have the state of mind to be like, you know what? I can't sleep under this part of a plane for the rest of my life. And I'm going to be here a while. I'm going to need a space that's just my own. You know, you need a place just your own in the morning or whatever. And God, where are these people pissing?
Oh, thank you. 5 seconds.
And that's what's lost on me.
And that is 1 minute. Great job. Great fucking job. Yes. That is absolutely fucking true. Honestly, took the words right out of my mouth. Why are they all still sleeping under parts of this busted ass plane? And didn't they just set it on fire? Now where are they gonna sleep?
Your shade's gone, honey.
Little did you know, they're all, the whole rest of the show, underground.
They become mole creatures.
They are crabs from this point. They all evolve. It has happened.
Do you know about that?
Everything evolves to crabs. Yes.
Everything in nature, nothing evolves from a crab. A crab just is.
Oh my God. Do you know what I need?
Why is the crab the perfect form of life?
Do you know what I need? I need the Devil Wears Prada, Miranda Priestly, Cerulean Sweater speech, but about evolving into a crab. were blithely unaware of the fact that your eyes will descend from your head, and they will be stalks. I need that.
We will put the screen caps together.
I'm working on that. I'm going to start working on that tomorrow at work. I have nothing else to do besides get paid for being there. So I'm going to work on that.
A beautiful arrangement.
Holy shit. That was such a good What's Lost on Me.
Right.
The first one. Damn. Now I'm nervous. I thought I had one. I think I still do.
Oh, you do?
Do I still have something in me? Yeah. I think I have something. Okay. I'm going to reset the clock. My What's Lost on Me starts. No, Greg, I'm nervous now. Honestly, some of the points that you, oh, thank you. Some of the points that I had, you covered in one big swoop.
Well,
I was going to cover bathrooms. So I was like, where are these people shitting and pissing and how many UTIs are there?
Oh no, the UTI problem. Oh, but remember, they have some antibiotics.
The hemorrhoids of it all.
Someone's got hemorrhoids.
Okay, hold on. That helped. I mean, I don't want to just keep dogging on Shannon. No, I have it. Okay.
Okay.
Greg, I'm ready.
I'm only going to let you know when there's 10 seconds left.
10 seconds left? Oh
yeah.
My God, I feel like I'm going to spiral. Okay, this is Nathan, and my I Don't Think So Honey starts now.
No, that's not what it's called.
I know. Oh, God. I'm very high now. Okay, my name is Nathan, and this is my What's Lost on Me.
Go.
What's Lost on Me is how long Saeed's fingernails already? They've been there for 4 days. That man started off with a full set of Wolverine claws. He is X-23. He is Logan. Why are they so long? It takes me out of the show every time they zoom in on his hands. Not because they are long alone, but they're also dirty just a little bit. Just at the root. Not at the tip where it would make a little more sense. I don't know. His fingernails are distracting. He otherwise is one of the most beautiful men that's ever graced a TV's presence. I think he is gorgeous. But they have to pan down to his long-ass fingernails. And they all... I get a Coke nail. What's lost on me is just regular, crazy, long nails that are not painted or tipped. And that's what's lost on me.
That's lost on you.
Whew! I really pulled that out of my ass. But I felt it.
You didn't even use the cheese joke.
I forgot it. What was the cheese joke?
Those are some hard cheese nails. Don't let them run any soft cheese.
Oh my God.
It wow. Looks like he's a smoker, too.
Yes.
And how is that possible on the island?
I haven't seen it yet.
But let me put it this
way. I've seen
way.
One character smoke a cigarette,
so
I think, so
you
far.
You have long nails, and I hate to be so crude, but, like, fucking bite them.
But they were long beforehand. That's the problem. They didn't become long, and it's not like, oh, I can't help it.
Oh, my God. So he, like, lives like this.
They were long. They've been there for 4 days. No one else's hands have gone full claw. I mean, full cheetah from Wonder Woman.
This man lives like this.
Yeah, but otherwise is spectacular to look at. His hair is the bounciest. I want to braid it. It's so sensual. His skin is absolutely perfect. His muscles are placed by the gods. His fingernails never look at me in the eye.
Call me superficial, but that would be a deal breaker.
Is that a deal breaker?
I can't do it. If I'm with somebody and their nails are dirty, I tell them.
Yeah.
I go, your nails are dirty. You need to clean up.
You have to walk out of the door right now. Wash your hands. Cut your nails and come back. I did date a guy in high school that was like that. He would literally grab my hand and check my nails out. And it was a little weird.
I won't do that. But I'll notice them.
He was very obsessed about nails. He wouldn't even make friends with people if they had weird nails.
Oh, I've known people like that. Who just, okay, but like that's one thing. My thing is like a I'm gonna have sex with you thing, and I don't want
those nails near my body.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But I get like, that. I get that.
But like on that level, I've known people that like
judgmental about the nails.
Judgmental about like nails, and also like what you're driving or what your credit score is.
Ew.
And all that shit. Ew, the worst kind of people.
I am so lucky that no one's ever asked me what my credit score is outside of a credit situation.
Right.
Where I'm talking to someone about my credit. I love that. I'm so happy I've never encountered someone being like,
ooh. Oh,
I don't know that I physically possess the muscles that I need to make a face for that.
No, I agree.
I don't know how I couldn't even practice it.
Yeah, you need the most bewildered face in the history of the universe.
It would. Yeah, I don't. I
that
can't
already
even describe
belongs
the feeling.
To Hank Hill. That's
yeah.
the noise you make. Ooh, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, fucking King of the Hill, bring it back! Don't edge Peggy a day. She still sucks, and we love her so much for it.
Kathy did you need the word, but she'd do it.
Oh, she'd absolutely do it. I mean, she's fucking doing Hocus Pocus too. That's some bullshit. Don't get me started on that.
Not a fan.
I love Hocus Pocus.
But
why? They're dead. And it wouldn't make sense to bring them back from the dead as magical creatures that didn't age the first time they died to have now aged significantly. It would be super fucking weird.
They have aged significantly. Does Sarah Jessica Parker even look remotely the same anymore?
No.
No.
She's been left in the sun. She has half melted.
I don't like to say this about people because it's rude and misogyny, but fucking horse face.
I don't really give a shit about her. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't think she's a good woman. I don't think she's not an ambassador for the white women in my world.
No.
So, I don't give a shit.
Is Matthew Broderick, like, a shitty person or a good person?
He killed some people drunk driving and paid, like, $35 and got away with it and then never got brought up again.
Oh.
Until now, I'm breaking this. No, I'm just kidding. This is a no-no.
Matthew Broderick,
you're
canceled.
Fact. You're done. We're coming for you.
We can't culture it. We cancel anybody.
We aren't
our
anybody.
Our congressman will get upset about it.
Oh. Well, he's in the midst of a great cancellation. I hope.
Hey, I don't know about that.
Watch him get a promotion. That's Florida, baby. That's Florida.
That's what we like to do.
So those are all the questions that I had about Lost. Do you have anything else to add?
Honey, no. But let me think on it.
But are you getting hype, more hype now?
Absolutely.
That like this is like, ooh, something's happening.
Absolutely. Let me put it this way. I'm glad I don't have to wait super long for it to become clear, like, that something's weird.
Right. They, I mean,
like,
they
obviously
are...
you have the monster, but that's just a constant weird.
You are going to be waiting to see that for...
Yeah.
But I think that's just more of a production didn't know what it was going to look like. They had the noise. And then they were like, what the fuck is this supposed to be? They didn't know.
Yeah.
This show was written on the fly, and that's why I love it.
There wasn't like a series Bible?
Not really. They had the like beginning and the end. And they were like, all right, now run.
That's what they did with, well, they didn't have the end, but... Chris Carter did the same thing with the X-Files. He didn't have a series Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting. Do you love the X-Files?
I love what it is. Mm-hmm. I've seen a good portion of it when I was a child. Like, when it was week to week, I would watch it with my mom. Could not tell you the lore. But I like it, and I think it got me into Monster of the Week shows.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful. And I've tried to rewatch it because I lived with Faulkner, and she is obsessed. I just can't.
Weird.
I don't know what it is. There are certain episodes that I'm like, that is the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen in a 90-minute or 30-minute TV show or however long it 42. Is.
42.
42. A tight 42. And then the next four or five, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Get to the aliens or something. Like, the government part of it never interested me, but I'm lately I'm back into that now.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think I might.
You, there like are two ways. There are two ways to watch the show. Okay, we'll get back to my original point, which is that Chris Carr did not have a series bible, which led to tons of contradictions.
Yes.
Within the show itself, and also he was never very clear about what the conspiracy actually was. He didn't have an answer. So because he didn't have an answer,
yep.
it just kept changing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what it is at this point. Something about chemtrails, I think.
Last time I saw it, it was bees.
But that, see? Okay, so but I'll give you this about the show. The mythology arc is less interesting than the Monster of the Week episodes. But that's because of the disjointedness of it.
Right.
What sells me about the show and what keeps me watching the show is Mulder and Scully. It is always Mulder and Scully. Because no matter what, it could be a slow episode, but the way that they act, the acting that you get from the two of them, and the way that they portray their characters, you're just in it.
Right.
You can see that they're locked in
their own magnetic
world. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They have good chemistry.
Wasn't the term shipping invented for them?
I have no idea.
I feel like that's true. But then I'm like,
I thought shipping came from Tumblr.
I thought that they invented that, and then, like, thanks to Star Trek fan fiction and Kirk and Spock, that was how we got the term gay slash fiction. Slash fiction, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my god, do you think there's any Lost fanfic?
Of course there is. You can go onto Archive
Sandy.
Of our own. Right now.
Sandy fucking... No, everyone's dehydrated. No one's brushed their teeth in 4 days.
Ooh. Oh my god. Who are they putting together?
I need to know. I can't wait for you to experience the first on-island hookup in this show.
Oh my god. Are we going
to
have
something
public
to
sex?
Look forward to. It's going to be crazy. And also there's a baby coming. There's so many good things to look forward to.
I want to know what's going to happen when it's time for that baby to be born.
It's rough. I love it. You're going to... Oh, God, Greg. This show's so fucking good. You know what's not great? You All Everybody by Drive Shaft.
It's a terrible song.
Not a bop. We don't. It's not... I'm not downloading it to my phone anytime soon.
It's canceled.
All right, everyone. Well, that's all I have to say about Lost today. All
right.
I'm out of words.
I'm at a loss.
That's like the show that we're watching. It's super close. Did you guys pick that up? Okay, well, thank you guys for joining us. My name is Nathan.
My name is Greg.
And this is the Dharma and Greg Initiative. Have a good night. Bye.